to another episode of a podcast, Intrusive Thoughts, the Carcast. I wasn't going to do this now, but I need to do it now because y'all know I'm forgetful. So, the random thought that popped into my mind as I was driving, when I wasn't dating this guy, but I was like hooking, I don't want to say hooking up, like we were kissing, we were flaying, you know, back when I was younger, like 16. And I remember, probably had the same size breast then as I do now, and I remember, or maybe it was a bit smaller, I don't know, and I remember him saying to me, and this is, I don't know what, like, you know, like, just random things that always stick with you throughout life, and I remember him saying to me, oh, you're, like, you basically, you're saying, yeah, I have such small tits for someone my age, like, he apparently knows another 16-year-old with bigger tits. And obviously, at that time, I took offense, and I obviously take offense now. But I was also just like, how stupid are boys? You know? How stupid are they that, and also how stupid and naive was I to think that that was a suitable comment to make to someone? Also, how stupid are people thinking, oh, the older you get, the bigger boobs get? That's not how it works. Anyway, taxi strike Cape Town. I've had many, many, many a thought about this. But I haven't expressed it, obviously. First things first, everyone on the road, today is meant to be the last day of the strike. Tomorrow is a public holiday. But also people that are on the road are just driving like absolute shitheads. Like, they're driving like absolute shitheads. Like, I'm like, guys, we don't have taxis on the road. We hardly have buses on the road. Can we at least be kind to one another when we are driving? Do not drive like shitheads. Like, don't drive on my ass. Don't overtake me when it's not safe. Like, everyone's already on edge. Everyone's nervous. You know, like, people are just fucking tripping. And now you making it worse. But driving like a dumb nut. Like, really. You know? Another reason why I wanted to make this less an intrusive thought, more just a thought. I feel sad in general. Obviously, I feel sad in general. But then, it also, like, it hurts my heart that there are people standing at the bus stop waiting, not waiting for taxis, but they're waiting for buses, they're waiting for alternate transport, and I'm driving in my car, and obviously, in terms of safety, I'm not picking up anybody, because normally, like, you know, like, when a bus would break down, I've done it once or twice before, I'd actually pick up people and be like, okay, I'm going, this is where I'm going, I can take you as far as this place, are you okay with that? People normally say yes, but with the taxi strikes, people that are seen as transporting others, so like me, if I had more than myself and a passenger in the car, like 3 people or 4 people, I'd be seen as someone that's transporting people, which, in all fairness, I am, but I'm not like taking money, like, and that's why I think, like, why are you burning things, why are you looting? I'm not taking money out of your mouth. The buses are not taking money out of your mouth. So why are the buses and the people getting targeted and punished? Because you decided to strike. You decided to make an executive decision over your life and join your buddies in the strike that has led to deaths, fires, looting. Like, why do we think this behavior is okay? And secondly, we are endangering the lives of our people. Black, colored, white, I'm sorry to say, but no white people. But so black and colored, we're endangering the lives of our people. I've had 2 new starters at work, okay? 4, actually. And a lot of them can't come to work because they live in areas that are being targeted. So it is in obviously no way a reflection of their work ethic. But I mean, how cucky is it to start at the job and not even a week later not be able to come to work for a full week because of a fucking taxi strike? Like, I'm driving into work, and by the grace of God, I have been okay. By the grace of God, I am okay. By the grace of God, I will be okay. I'm driving into work not because I have to be there, but because I want to be there. I enjoy going to work and sitting there and being with my colleagues, even though I don't really talk to them, but I enjoy, you know, like, I know you're not cleaning, you're wasting petrol, you could stay at home and save that petrol. I know this. I fucking fully know this. But I choose to come into work because I'm capable of coming into work. Had there not been another way for me to get to work, I wouldn't come to work. I'll be honest with you. Had I not had a car, I would not put anyone else's life in danger, not my dad, not my mom, no one else. as I'm driving to work, now my heart is fucking beating, and I'm being so vigilant. Like, I'm just like, just drive, get there safely, get to work, just fucking get there. And the same thing when I get home, I'm just like, I drive, I get home, I'm just like, done, you know? Just because I don't want to be in a situation, I don't want to get targeted, you know? And as much as I know I've sort of gone off the point, as I always do, but I don't want to be targeted. I don't want to get hurt. And then, yes, no one does. No one's driving in the car going, oh, fuck, I wish someone would throw a fucking brick in my car this morning. Sir, you know, give me the space arena. Thank you. Do you know what I mean? No one's driving in the car going, oh, I wish someone would throw a rock in my car. Or I wish I didn't have to go to work. There are people that if they don't work, they don't get paid. So they're standing by the bus for 2-3 hours in the morning, hoping a bus is going to come, hoping someone's going to be kind enough to pick them up. But me, I'm like, I wish. I'm driving past this bus stop, there are 10, 20 people standing, there are mothers, there are fathers, there are grandparents standing there, and I'm watching them, and I'm like, I wish I could just pick one of you up. But that's not going to be fair. If I pick one of you up, what about the other two, 19 or 18, you know? If I pick one of you up, is that one person enough to put my life in danger? If I pick one of you up, is that one... Yeah, if I pick one of you up, is that enough for a taxi violent person to go, you know what, this looks like a transportation vibe. I'm going to steal this woman's car. Do you know what I mean? Like, and that is what, and I know, yes, you should just go do it. You know, like, it's laid on your heart to help someone. And I really, really do want to. I'm not going to lie. I really, really do want to. But I'm just like, if I know, if me as a person, if I can get to my job, my work safely and on time, which I do every day, thank God, then that's what I'm going to do. You know, yes, I would love to pick up, like I said, I'd love, my car can take 4 people, excluding me, yeah. So I'm a driver, then we've got a passenger, then we've got 3 seats in the back. So I can take 4 people with me up until Cape Town CBD. But I'm like, as much as I really want to be that person, I know doing that, helping out in that way, or I'm putting my own life at risk. And I'm not saying I don't want to help out, but it's like, you can't have 5 people at a bus stop and only offer one of them a lift. Do you know what I mean? Like, and that's also the thing, like, yeah. And it's not, I mean, I've even gone as far as transporting a guy that I don't know from Century City to Mitchell Spring, because I lived in Mitchell Spring at the time. He lived relatively close to me. relatively close to me. And he asked me for quick money home, and I said no, and he said no, he's gonna get the bus. And I said, look at you, the time is wrong, the last bus left like 20 minutes ago. And then I was still asking, like, where do you live, blah blah blah, and I gave him a lift, and I did it with my child in the car, and I did it without thinking, you know. And yes, it could have turned out bad. Yes, I might not have been here had he been a different kind of person. But you know what, I followed due course in the sense of, I found my friend, I said, this is the guy's face, this is his Facebook, this is where he lives, this is, you know, like, I was like, this is what's happening, I need you to know that I'm doing something that I normally wouldn't do, because I'm trying to be nice, you know. And in this instance, I'm also trying to be nice. But once again, like I said, you know, with all of this that's happening, do I sit here and go, how, and this is really horrible, but how valuable is my life, you know? To up with my, because that's the thing, like, I'm like, cool, I can transport one person. But if there's fucking 5 of you at the bus stop, how do I justify to the other 5? Listen, yeah, I can't be taking all of y'all. Y'all gotta be making the decision. But it's also like, I'm gonna stop and I'm gonna ask and you must jump. You know, like, it's not, I'm gonna be like, hi, I'm going to town, does anyone need a lift? And then people are gonna jump in. Right? That's what's gonna happen. But now if there's more than the 4 people that can fit in my car, so there's 5 people, then there's gonna be one person just standing there with their finger up their bottle. You know, and we want to help everybody, don't we? We want to help all the people. Shit. Sorry. I'm almost in town and traffic is a little bit hectic.